Stars are usually, but not always, straightforward objects of nuclear fusion that can be predicted as to their general behavior, type, how long they will live, how they will end, and so on. But as with a great many things in this universe, there are gray areas where types of stars very different from the stars we normally see can exist, or may have once existed, or will exist in the very far future. So here are 10 bizarre but possible exotic stars. Number 10. Quasi-stars. Fundamentally, the Big Bang produced three stable elements in nature, hydrogen and helium, and a very small amount of lithium. That left the universe with a very pure chemical mix. This lack of contamination by later elements formed in the earliest stars leads to the possibility of a very odd object that may have once existed, but is no longer likely to form in the universe. Known as a quasi-star, this object would have formed when a protostar in the early universe collapsed into a black hole. Instead of the normal supernova that we would see today, the outer layers of these hypothetical, extremely massive stars might not have been blown off, but rather may have been retained, forming a very luminous giant star with a black hole operating in its center, giving the energy to the star as a whole as opposed to nuclear core fusion. In fact, it would be so luminous it would outshine the entire output of a small galaxy today. Best thought of as superstars, these stars would have been truly giant, over 1,000 times the mass of the Sun, and may have even been helped along by their equally gigantic dark matter halos, drawing in ever more gas during formation, leading to the possibility of quasi-stars of tens of thousands of solar masses. Instead of how stars normally work, with equilibrium being held by the outflow of energy from the core, this would be achieved by the outflow of energy from the black hole gobbling up material. But these objects would have been short-lived, on the order of only a few million years before cooling to a point that its outer layers would become transparent, and then dissipate, leaving behind a normal black hole. Number 9. Quark stars. One of the stranger types of objects in the universe that we know unequivocally exist are neutron stars. Neutron stars are collapsed stars that have gravitational fields so strong that matter is crushed down to neutrons, but these stars are not massive enough to collapse completely to become black holes, but there may be an intermediate state. At just the right pressures, just above what would form a normal neutron star, it may be possible to collapse the neutrons down to their constituent quarks. This would result in a star made up partially or entirely of exotic quark matter. It has never been shown that quark stars actually exist, but that may simply be due to them appearing like normal neutron stars. But it may also be that they are simply rare or otherwise difficult or impossible to detect at a distance, but may have properties different from neutron stars in that they may be radio silent or have differences in their magnetic fields. There are, however, candidates that have been found in the form of seemingly overdense neutron stars, but whether they are indeed quark stars is debated. Number 8. Q stars. Pushing even closer towards collapse into a black hole, there is the concept of a Q star, or sometimes called a gray hole. These hypothetical heavy neutron stars would be similar to quark stars, also containing some type of exotic matter, but they would be so massive that unlike a black hole where no light escapes, some light would escape from a Q star, but not all of it. It's possible that we may never be able to detect these objects at a distance if they exist, because it would be very difficult to differentiate them from stellar mass black holes. Number 7. Blue and black dwarfs and iron stars. Like the early universe, the far future universe offers possibilities for types of stars that currently do not or cannot exist yet. This is because this group of stars requires immense amount of time to form, far longer than the current age of the universe. And indeed, one of these is the ultimate fate of our own sun. The first is the blue dwarf. This type of future star comes at the end of a red dwarf's lifetime, which is incredibly immense, so we won't see these kinds of stars for trillions of years at least. Then there is the black dwarf, which is the end stage after a white dwarf cools down and goes dark. This will be how our sun ends its life in the universe. The final type of future star is the iron star. These are the remnants of stars where enough time has elapsed for them to have converted themselves entirely into iron through quantum tunneling. We won't see these kinds of stars for at least 10 to the 1500th years. Number 6. Dark stars. This type of star is another one that may no longer exist, but might once have, though this is far from settled. If dark stars ever existed, they would have consisted of mostly normal matter, hydrogen and helium, but would have had a significant more amount of dark matter present within them that would generate reactions within the star. If you can call it that, that would have involved the annihilation of dark matter particles. The heat from this process would have created an equilibrium where the normal matter couldn't condense down into what we see today as a star, but rather would have been in a more diffuse situation without normal nuclear fusion occurring. These stars would be very low luminosity and would have been huge, at least several times the size of the orbit of Earth around the Sun, if not much larger. These stars likely no longer exist, if they ever indeed did, and would have long since collapsed into normal fusion reaction stars. But if they do still exist, they may be detectable. If so, we may someday see a dark star, despite its name. Number 5. Primordial black holes. The early universe was a very strange and unusual place compared to today. Shortly after the Big Bang, the densities and evenness of the early universe allowed for a way for black holes to form that doesn't happen today, under the conditions of stellar collapses. Those conditions allow for the odd effect of black holes far smaller than the normal black holes that form now, as in the size of a grapefruit. While larger primordial black holes may still be around, or may have formed the core material for growing black holes at the centers of galaxies, the very small ones may have evaporated by now. But there's an oddity here. If they still exist, it has been advanced that one of them might be responsible for the effects attributed to the as-yet-undiscovered Planet 9. If this is the case, then there would be a bona fide tiny black hole as a member of the solar system. If it posed a threat, though, we probably wouldn't be here. But if it's out there, imagine what could be learned from a black hole so close by. Number 4. Frozen stars. One of the major factors in why the stars of today are different than the earliest stars is metallicity. The earliest stars were poor in this regard, mostly containing hydrogen and helium. As the universe began to age and through the actions of supernovas and kilonovas, heavier elements were generated, which is responsible for the generally metal-rich stars of today that contain many different elements. This process has not stopped, and as the universe ages more, there will be an increasing amount of heavier elements in the universe. This means that some stars that form in the far future may be significantly different from the stars of today. This includes an object known as a frozen star. As the interstellar medium becomes richer in metallicity, the masses stars can have will decrease. So something that would today form a brown dwarf, a failed star, in the future would become a star. This could lead to an extremely cool type of star with a surface temperature of just 0 degrees Celsius, leading to the possibility of ice clouds in the upper atmosphere of the star. These objects, however, would be very dim, far dimmer than any star today. But just like red dwarfs, they would be extremely long-lived, if a bit cold. Number 3. Electroweak stars. Unlike many stars on this list that can only have existed under the conditions of the early universe, electroweak stars are bizarre objects that can exist under the conditions just after a supernova. They are hypothesized to be denser than quark stars, being kept from collapse by electroweak burning, the conversion of quarks to leptons producing photons and neutrinos, creating pressure holding the object in an equilibrium. This would be a strange object indeed. It's thought that they would have lifetimes of only about 10 million years or so, and the actual process of electroweak burning would happen at the star's core, which would only be about the size of a baseball, yet it would be releasing enough outward pressure to keep the star from collapsing into a black hole. Extreme indeed. Number 2. Blitzars. This hypothetical type of star would be a pulsar, rotating so rapidly that it overcomes gravity, keeping it from collapsing into a black hole. These types of stars are automatically doomed in that if they ever slow down, which they inevitably will as their magnetic fields radiate energy, until eventually they will fall below the threshold of speed and collapse. These have not been detected, but have been advanced as a source for fast radio bursts, where the burst is emitted by the pulsar's former magnetic field immediately after the star collapses into a black hole. Interestingly, there are some candidates for these stars where it's thought that the magnetic fields had previously cleared the area of dust and gas, and with nothing to fall into the newly formed black hole, there would just be a burst of radio, but no X-ray or gamma-ray emissions. Number 1. Boson stars. Perhaps the most bizarre hypothetical star that may be in the universe is known as a boson star. These stars would not be normal by any stretch of the imagination. These stars would have to be made of bosons. This is in contrast to normal stars, which are formed mostly from fermions, though do contain helium-4 nuclei, which are bosons. What the boson is that would form a boson star is unknown, though there are hypothetical candidates such as the axion. If these stars can exist, they'd be very strange indeed. First, they would be invisible, as in transparent, but they would bend light like a black hole. If such a star absorbed ordinary matter, which it very likely would, then that would be visible at its center and probably would emit detectable radiation. If the star were rotating, the invisible boson matter wouldn't form a sphere as a star normally would, but rather a donut shape. And certain takes on this type of star are interesting. One is that given that galaxies are thought to have huge dark matter halos around them, then that could be seen as a kind of boson star in itself, meaning you live inside one. These stars remain hypothetical, and at this time, difficult if not impossible to detect. But in the future, there may be ways to indirectly detect them. Only time will tell if this very bizarre kind of star exists somewhere out there. But there may be a hint. If boson stars formed just after the Big Bang, it's possible that supermassive ones might be found at the cores of galaxies, which would explain certain observations of active galactic cores. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently concerned about all the invisible stuff in the universe. Invisible stars, invisible dark matter, invisible dimensions, and so on. I think it's abundantly clear that the universe is hiding something. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.